Okay, today, Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin, and we are up to parak Aleph Mishnah Yud. Kolo osa mitzvah achas. Anyone who does a single mitzvah, meaning, let's say a person is 50-50 in terms of his mitzvahs and averos, so but even though he does one mitzvah, so he gets good things happen to him. Marich lo yamav, and he gets arichas yamav, v'nochal as haaretz, and he's going to be nochal haaretz, really means olam haba. So all of these things are obviously different types of descriptions of olam haba, which is an olam shekulo tov, but that's what he's going to get by doing one mitzvah sometimes. But sometimes by not doing just that one extra mitzvah that's going to tip the scales in your favor, it's going to cause him to lose out on all of that olam haba because he's going to have more averos than he has mitzvos. Now, obviously, people are rewarded for every single mitzvah that they do, and they're punished for every single avera that they do. It's one of the ikarei emuna that we believe in Schar Va'onesh, but we assume that there's also a bigger picture kind of thing, that if a person does more averos than he does mitzvos, so the schar he's going to get for those mitzvos maybe will come in Olam Hazeh, and when it comes time to Olam Haba, he's only going to get the onesh for the averos, and in the reverse, in the positive side as well. Kol Sheyeshu Mikro Mishnah B'derech Eretz, anyone who knows how to learn Tanakh, and knows Tanakh, and he knows Mishnayos, and he behaves in a way that's derech eretz, he's an anav and things like that, lo b'mehera hu chote, then he's not going to do avera so quickly. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Qelis, v'achut ha'mishulish lo b'mehera yinatek, a three-pronged cord does not easily get severed. So mikra, mishnah, and derech eretz is a three-pronged cord of goodness that will not easily be severed. Kol she'eino lo b'mikra lo mishnah lo b'derech eretz einu min yishuv, but if a person doesn't do mikra, mishnah, and doesn't behave nicely, so he's a leech on society. He's not someone who's considered a productive, upstanding member of society. Okay, now we move on to Perek Beis of Maseches Kiddushin. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo Ubishlucho. A man could do Kiddushin by himself performing the Kiddushin, or by sending a shaliach to do the Kiddushin on his behalf. Ha'ish Miskadesh. A woman can become married Bo Ubishlucho by accepting the Kiddushin herself, or by sending a shaliach to receive the kiddushin on her behalf. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito, a man can accept kiddushin for his daughter kishi nara, when she is a nara, meaning she's between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, bo ubishlucho, by doing it himself, or by appointing a shaliach to accept the kiddushin on behalf of his daughter. Once she's not a nara anymore, once she's a bogeris, he loses all rights to accept kiddushin for her. Homer li'isha skachi li b'tamarazu. If someone says to a woman, I want you to be Mekadeshes to me with this date, and he gives her a date, Hiskachi Libazu, and then he says, I want you to be Mekadeshes to me with this date, and he gives her a second date. If either one of those dates is worth a pruta, Mekadeshes, then the marriage is valid. Vimla Vina Mekadeshes, but if neither one is worth a pruta, then she's not Mekadeshes, even if the combination of the two of them is worth a pruta, because he set her at Mekadeshes separately with each one. So we assume he wanted each maisa to be able to stand alone. So if one of them is able to stand alone, great. But if they can't stand alone and create a kiddushin, then it's not going to work. But if he says, Hare Mekadeshes li, with this and this and this, and he gives her three things, so then, then we look at the collective value of all three of them together, and if it's a pruta, it's Mekadeshes, otherwise not. If as she receives them, she eats them before she receives the next one, say in a Mekadeshes, if she never held in her hand at one time a full pruta of value because she kept on eating it, or for that matter flushing it down the toilet, destroying it before she got the next one, so then the kiddushin is not valid unless one of them on its own is going to be worth a shava pruta. So let's review what we learned today in the last mishnah in Maseches, in Perek Aleph. Rather, we said that anyone who does one mitzvah that tips the scale in his favor is going to get a lot of olam haba, and someone who does not do that one mitzvah, does an avera, is not going to get olam haba. And we said someone who has three qualities of knowing mikra and mishnah, as well as behaving with derech eretz, is not going to sin so easily, because hachatam mishulish lo b'meheri yinatek. And if someone does not have those three qualities, then he's not considered a contributing member of society. Mishnah Aleph, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, we said that a man could be mekadesh nisha by himself or by sending a shliach to do it, and a woman can receive kiddushin by herself or by sending a shliach to do it, and a man can give over his daughter, who's a nara, for kiddushin either by himself or through a shliach. If a man says to a woman, I want you to be mekadashes to me with this date, and then again he says, I want you to be mekadashes to me with this date, and he gives her another date, so only if one of them is worth a shavar pruta is she married. But if he says, I want you to be mekadashes to me with this date and this date and this date, so then even if collectively they're worth a shavar pruta, she's married, unless she keeps eating them before she receives the next one. Then at least one of them is going to have to be worth a shavar pruta. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis.